At this time, work session for Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. First item is constituent updates. Adam?
Mayor, members of the council, I had two items that I just wanted to give the council an update on. There's been several inquiries passed along to staff. One is regarding the traffic situation on Bass Lake Road, and there's the curve by Orchard. I did send out an email to a couple of the council members today. The county is planning on doing some upgrades, some improvements there in the next several weeks to hopefully improve the situation so people can see the curve better. They're replacing some of the chevrons with double chevrons. They're also going to be adding a new yellow reflective post strips to each post in that direction, as well as moving the advanced curve warning sign so it's not hidden behind the utility pole. Then they're also looking at replacing some of the small deciduous vegetation with something a little more conspicuous. So hopefully that will make some improvements, and we'll continue to monitor it. If residents have some other additional concerns, we do encourage them to contact Commissioner Lundy with Hennepin County to continue pushing for this intersection or this curve, this section of the road to be addressed. So if they can contact staff and get that information if they need that. The police has been doing increased traffic enforcement in that area. We actually worked with one of the residents, and so we've been able to locate a squad in the area. So we have been working it hard and issuing several citations, multiple citations. So any questions on that item at this time? The other one is just an update on the airport zoning proposal, the ordinance amendment that the Joint Airport Zoning Board has been working on, the staff has been working on with MAC. I'm happy to discuss that with several of the council members who have asked about it. Councilman Ibo did send a letter with some good comments that staff had support as well. Staff does have several concerns. The public comment period closes tomorrow after it was moved, but staff is still able to receive comments from the public. And so we encourage anybody that has additional comments to bring those to staff and share their concerns so we can incorporate those into our feedback and pass those along as well. In June, the Joint Airport Zoning Board will be meeting again and hopefully modifying their initial proposal to incorporate our concerns and demands. And then that'll be going to MnDOT. That'll be coming back to the city after that. So I do know there's several council members with concerns about that as well, as does staff. So we're working through that process with the board and MAC.
Can anyone share a little bit more like what those concerns are? Do I have to be called on during a work session?
Sure.
It's a little bit more casual.
Okay.
So you're not out of line.
Okay.
During a council meeting, it's a little different.
Great.
So one of the concerns is the height restrictions being imposed in the very large airport zoning area, the second one. There's the initial airport property, section one, and then the zoning area two is the broader area. So there's some other concerns about the prohibition on any type of interference, either with radio or solar panels for visual glare and glint. So those are some of the major ones that we're working through with some of the other residents have shared, as well as council members. So
maybe could you share the letter I sent with council member?
Yes, I can send that out to the council.
Okay.
Share that with them.
Thanks.
With everybody see that. And then the proposed regulations are one of the issues is it puts the onus on the responsibility for the city to enforce these regulations. And like with the solar panels and with the trees, it there's no clear criteria for determining whether or not it's, you know, where that determination should be made. So that's something that specifically staff is pushing back on, that specifically the tree issue, the city shouldn't be required to potentially do a taking by having to lower or remove someone's tree. Mm-hmm. So that should be max responsibility at a minimum, but also who is responsible for the enforcement. We have several concerns over that.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other comments on that specific issue? Otherwise, I didn't have any others.
I think if you're going to send a letter out, that will be
okay.
Great.
All right. New business? Any new business?
Well, I'll just add on constituent issues. I assume I can share if a resident has reached out with something.
Sure.
Yeah. The cannabis legislation, and they were just kind of asking, hey, what is Crystal doing in response to this pending legislation? Are we doing anything proactively? And in my brief conversation with Adam, sounds like it's in a holding pattern a little bit, and we'll learn more, as the weeks and months go on. But yeah, just obviously that's top of mind, as that's some hot legislation going on.
All right.
On that note, if any other city, I haven't heard it, but it's likely going to pass. Is there any way we can put a municipal tax on it? No? All right.
Should be taxed at the state level. I mean, but you're talking about
half a percent or something.
The current proposed legislation does not allow cities to, there's no revenue sharing. The city will be required to do compliance checks. But we're not able to impose any additional tax or license, or really, as was mentioned, the preemption of the legislation really took away all the city's ability to regulate in the current version. So that's kind of what we're waiting.
There's still the zoning within certain high risk areas, right? That stayed in. Yeah, good.
Troy, did you have something to add?
So, Mr. Mayor and Council, just a couple of thoughts. Yeah. So we don't have a final bill yet. There are some differences between the two, but I'm actually tasked with looking at that, and we're coming up with a moratorium template, because it looks like both bills does allow local governments to place a moratorium on them into 2025. So that's something that we're looking at, but there is time, place, and manner restrictions that are kept with local governments. And as to the tax issue, depends. I didn't compare the two, but I know I was looking at the Senate bill, and it did have a percentage going to local governments. I didn't really explore how that will be distributed or anything, but the idea is there's a recognition that it's cities that are going to be doing the enforcement on these things, so they ought to get some share of the taxes that are being imposed on it. But how that's all going to play out in the final hours, I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
But we'll definitely be able to provide a report at some point.
Thank you.
All right. Announcements other than what's going to be at the council meeting?
All right. Just the Arbor Day tomorrow, but we probably talk about that
at the end of the council meeting.
Okay. Can I just ask a quick question? Sure. The email that we've been getting from Dominion Rental Place, have you guys got that? About jumping on board with they're bringing something. Are we doing anything with that? This is like the second one we've got. Justice Theris?
Like from Fridley, right?
Columbia. Yeah, it was like a rental company, and they're something to do with the increase of rent, and they're trying to limit it for fixed income elderly, and we apparently have some Dominion rentals in our city, so they were wondering if we wanted to get involved with that. But it's like to.
What do you think?
Well, I didn't know. I mean, I would definitely be interested in looking into it. I mean, I think there should be a cap on how much could be, increased.
Especially if you have a fixed income.
Right.
My goodness.
The way I interpreted it, I thought they were just looking for other people like us to support it. Yeah. So do we need to do that as a group, which I'm fine with?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. They want to know if we want to get on board with whatever they're bringing to... I don't know if they're bringing a lawsuit. I don't know. You guys, you didn't get the emails? You did get the emails?
It's a little bit tricky, because a lot of that stuff that they're, the reason they're increasing is based on more federal law when they're allowed to expand. So what they're asking for us is pretty much to step in and be their advocates to for Dominion to keep it down.
Yeah.
you know, at the end of the day, it's a private business doing private business. And
mm-hmm. So we don't really have a whole lot of this.
I don't know. the fixed income thing has always been an issue that we talk about in Crystal, because we have quite a few mm-hmm. fixed income people. And my approach has always been, let's see what we can do about keeping our taxes reasonable. And that's the best thing we can do for fixed income, as opposed to inserting ourselves into private business relationships. That's kind of my take on it. You know, individually, what we can do, certainly we could if there's someone from the legislature that wants to take that on, and if you want to support it, I think that's something that we have that attitude to do that.
I do know this topic came up at the last listening session for the state legislature as well.
We got 7 o'clock. We're going to move on with this. I'm going to adjourn the work session. No reason to continue. So we're going to hop right into the council meeting.